I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A retailer, Target, has been forced to pull three Anzac brand items from its Camp Gallipoli range. That is sort of a little brand name they got going, Camp Gallipoli. The government has deemed them to be inappropriate. It's a beanie hat, a hoodie, and a foam can holder, a stubby holder, if you will. They've been pulled from the shelves this week amid a clampdown from the Department of Veteran Affairs. Camp Gallipoli director Chris Fox is on the line. Hi, Chris.
G'day, Justin. How are you?
Good, thanks. First of all, what to explain Camp Gallipoli to me. What is it?
Well, it's a series of, I think it's probably the largest centenary event. It's six events in the city and a further six events in rural Australia where we have, in Sydney, for example, estimated numbers of about 15,000 at Centennial Park, camping and also participating in a commemorative event, and that's obviously where the first battalion left from 100 years ago.
So yeah, okay. So is it a money... Who gets the money for everything that's raised?
Look, it's a not-for-profit foundation, Justin, so 100 cents goes to our nominated charities, which are a legacy in the RSL.
Yeah, oh, good one. Oh, well, they're biggies, aren't they?
Yeah,
No one's. Let's just be clear, Chris, before we go on here, because you've had some products being pulled. No one's lining their pockets. No one's making anything out of it.
No, I think just to be very clear, Justin, the Target were chosen as a by us because they're obviously an Australian company, a part of Wesfarmers, and they're a product that most people can afford. And Target provided unequivocal warranty, written warranty in the form of a contract that they're not making 1 cent out of
the product. Yeah, okay. Oh, no, that's good. It's good. It's so what happened here? You did have permission to use Anzac for some of the products, but what happened here with the beanie hat, the hoodie and the beer holder?
Yeah, well, look, I think it just needs some clarification. Firstly, the Camp Gallipoli Foundation was granted the permit to use the word Anzac, and that's never been in question. That was evident 2 years ago and is still evident to today. The nuances of permits, etc., relating to use of the word Anzac include a regulation called 4V of the Customs Prohibited Import Regulation of 1956. And what that means is that any items that are imported and Target import most of their products, anything that's imported needs to be reviewed again by the minister, and it was as a result of a second review, and I think quite rightly, Senator Ronaldson deemed a cool drink holder, it's actually not for alcoholic beverage, it's a cool drink holder, a hoodie and a beanie inappropriate, and we supported that, and Target were good enough to remove it from their shelves.
Okay, all right. So did you get it wrong here? Should you have gone back to the minister? I mean, I would imagine if you've got the permission to use the word Anzac, that you, as you start using it, you then show it to the minister's office, or rather you show it to the DVA, and you say, is this okay? Everybody happy with that? Did you get this wrong? Should you have gone back and...
Yeah, look, in a letter I wrote yesterday to DVA, we notified DVA of the partnership with Target, provided them a copy of the contract, and in that contract it detailed the homewares product that they'd be good enough to merchandise for us. We were, and our solicitors were, familiar with, and I'd challenge many listeners to be aware of, a regulation in the customs prohibited import.
Yes.
So, look, you know, when you're dealing with government and you're dealing with RSL legacy and you're dealing with social media and you're walking on eggshells, every now and again, you're going to trip a wire. So when we became aware of it, it was fixed.
Have you been receiving... what have you been copping on social media? What have you seen?
Well, it's been interesting. We saw the line was clearly crossed with Woolworths, and there's, you know, that disappointed a number of people. And I guess then the silent minority become the very vocal minority, and rightly so. And I think that's healthy. But
are you suggesting that if it hadn't have been for Woolworths, that you would have got away with this?
I don't think getting away with it's right. This, just so that you do know, Justin, this all happened on the 8th of April. So we pulled it on the 8th of April, well before.
Yeah. Okay. All right, now that's a good point to make. And if you don't mind, please don't be insulted by this question, but most people listening to this interview, and probably me included, would think that a stubby holder, even if you say it's for soft drink, that a stubby holder probably does cross the line. Most people would have seen that coming, I guess.
Look, Justin, that was for that reason it was pulled. I mean, there's 50-odd product lines that Target have. We felt that...
Yeah, but this is a kind of special thing here, and you have been granted, on behalf of us, the right to use this word. This is not just some street gear that is out there. This is kind of something that we hold quite dear to us. So I would have thought that you would have seen that the foam can holder, the stubby holder, or even an American-style hoodie as something that we're probably going to have a problem with.
Look, I'm not going to buy into that argument. All I'll argue
sure.
is that as soon as we became aware that there was an issue with it, it was pulled. There was no doubting that, and as I said, it wasn't as a reaction to the incidents of yesterday or the day before. It was the 8th of April that these items were pulled when we became aware of it.
Yeah.
When obviously the Minister became aware of it. I want to make one point, though, Justin.
Yeah, of course.
We're happy to take a bit of a free hit on that. But, mate, look, Camp Gallipoli is a not-for-profit event that's targeting kids, and we're responding to the survey that I think was horrifying to many parents, and that is that of Year 10 students surveyed, 56% of them had no knowledge at all what Anzac Day means. So Camp Gallipoli has been 3 years of a hell of a lot of hard work trying to put together...
Trying to change it, yeah.
...an appropriate platform for education and respectful commemoration. The, you know, one slip-up has been rectified. We've taken on board the criticism, and Target and ourselves have fixed it. And as I said, it wasn't a reaction to the Woolworths fiasco of yesterday. This all happened a good 2 weeks ago. So I just want to make that point clear.
Did you make it public 2 weeks ago?
Did we make what public?
The fact that there was a problem. Did you send out a press release or anything a couple of weeks ago?
Well, there was a letter written that day to Target, and it was they immediately put in place steps to have the products that were...
Oh, okay. Well, to be fair, we didn't know about it 2 weeks ago because
no.
Camp Gallipoli and Target didn't tell us.
No, and look, Justin, had I have known it was going to be as newsworthy as this, and bigger than the Freddo Frog fiasco, I would have done it.
Look, yes. Now, look, Chris, let me say this, and I mean it, is that what Woolworths did was ridiculous, stupid, and they were cashing in on something that they shouldn't have been cashing in on. Camp Gallipoli, I would say, certainly does not fall into that, and that your heart is very much in the right place. And I thank you for clearing it up and having a chat to me.
Yeah, well, we can thoroughly reinforce that comment that it is a not-for-profit and its heart genuinely is in the right place. And we thank Target for moving swiftly on removing the product that was in question.